Weather conditions across the Midwest are still expected to be wet here for another day or two, but we will see a short-term break take place across the region as we move through the latter part of the weekend into early next week. The outlook is for today and tomorrow's rain from the Delta and portions of Missouri through Michigan and Ohio to be rather significant. Some 1 to 2.5 inch amounts will occur across a big part of this particular region, and the precipitation will be significant enough to cause some flooding since the ground is already saturated and some rivers and streams are already in flood or near the flood stage. Precipitation will be focused on the region from Missouri to Michigan during the day today. Overnight tonight, the precipitation will become focused on the region from central Oklahoma through southeastern Missouri and into portions of Ohio. And as we move into the day on Saturday, the storms will be greatest in the Delta and from there to Indiana and Ohio as well as parts of Michigan. So a lot of storminess is still coming up. We will see the eastern Midwest turn drier as we move into the early part of next week. But until then, it'll be still pretty wet. In the western Corn Belt, we'll see precipitation still widespread across the northern parts of the region, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of northwest Iowa, as we go through the next 24 hours. In fact, 36 hours would be more like it. We will see drier weather on Saturday afternoon in the western Corn Belt, but it's not going to be completely dry until Sunday. And then we only get Sunday as being dry because there will be a new system coming in for Nebraska northward to North Dakota that will likely initialize on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it'll be back over Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Missouri, even parts of northwestern Illinois. So as you can see, there's not a tremendous amount of dry time here, and the delays in field work are going to continue to be perpetuated into the middle part of next week. Now, once we get into midweek next week, we'll see another period of drier weather, but a new upstream storm system is expected to work its way into the central plains and the northern plains as we move towards midweek, and that frontal system could end up being slowed by the fact that we're going to have maybe a tropical cyclone approaching the southeastern corner of the country as we get into the end of next week, and that could slow down the Great Plains storm system and cause more heavier rains to fall. So we're not out of the woods yet. We'll have to watch all this very closely. The tropical cyclone is supposed to impact the southeastern corner of the country at least a week to maybe 8 or 9 days from now. It would occur mostly in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. That's the 8th and 9th. And its impact would be mostly in the southeastern part of the country. It would actually give the eastern Midwest a chance to take a little bit of a respite from all the rain and drier weather might occur for a few days. But all of this is highly speculative. As you know, hurricanes and tropical cyclones in general are very difficult to forecast. And when you get to a point where you're 8 or 9 days out in the forecast, confidence is always very low. The temperature outlook across the Midwest over these next few days will continue to be mostly quite favorable. We'll still see a lot of cloudiness in the eastern Midwest, and temperatures will be held down because of that. But we'll still manage to be in the 70s and lower 80s today and tomorrow across a large part of the Midwest. Mostly 80s, though, from Missouri into parts of Michigan and Ohio. We'll look for the temperatures to cool down gradually as we move through Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The western Corn Belt will be most notably cool already tomorrow afternoon with upper 50 and 60 degree readings from Nebraska to eastern North Dakota and Minnesota. Some of that cooler air will moderate quite a bit as it moves into the eastern Midwest on Sunday and Monday, but highs in the eastern Midwest will cool down to the 60s and some lower 70s. We'll turn around to warm things up a little bit later next week, but that next storm system will likely hold those temperatures back a little bit once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.